This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live's live Wednesday edition. It's Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk about anything you want. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We give you the voice that you so often wish you had. We deliver on the promise that Facebook just pretends to. The idea that you can communicate on a weeknight, tens of thousands of people. On a weekend, on Saturday night, maybe hundreds of thousands of people. The number, 855-450-3733, or you can call us on Skype, username lrn.fn. This is Mark,
Joel,
and Jay.
855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Mark calling in from Salt Lake City. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you guys doing? So I wanted to talk about James Comey. I guess he had a grilling, so to speak, in front of the Senate today.
And I always get these confused. Wasn't there like a Comey 2012 too?
Oh, like, yeah, well,
some gangster
James
in
Comey,
Africa.
That was Kony. Comey.
Okay.
Yeah, versus Comey, Comey. That was the
gotcha.
FBI director. Yeah. Anyway, James Comey had he actually brought up WikiLeaks, and do you know what he called WikiLeaks?
Did he call it a terrorist organization?
He called it intelligence porn.
Intelligence porn.
Yes.
What does that mean? All right.
Well, I'm sure that delivered a happy ending for a lot of people.
Yeah. So also on top of that, the European Union has given England this... its final bill for how much it's going to cost them to get out of the European Union, and it is 100 billion euros.
Wow.
Exactly 100 billion euros, yes.
And that's why is that?
If they want to leave the EU. Well, they say that it's because of agreements that Europe, or that England had made with the European Union. It's basically the fee associated with breaking those commitments that it had made in the past.
I see.
Something like that.
So the contract exit clause fee, right?
Yes.
Not that it was pre-stated or anything like that. I guess I want to talk about WikiLeaks real quick. I know that Julian Assange came out, was it this week, maybe last week, and addressed finally the accusations regarding his situation in Sweden where they accused him of rape and was, you know, presented the evidence that he was not guilty of this, best evidence one can come up with to claim not guilty of something. And he just sort of, basically said that Sweden was acted as the U.S.'s stooge and did it so effectively that, hundreds of thousands, if not, millions of times effectively linked his name with the word rape. And he's been locked up in the Ecuadorian embassy for basically the last 5 years. And I, reading it, I just kind of felt so sorry for this guy and how the hit piece that the government put out on him, all because he wanted to make a platform, a journalism platform, where leakers who had information that would help the world be a better place, well, they could give that information out anonymously and not have to deal with the ramifications.
Yeah. And actually, I looked into the Julian Assange case. This is years back when he was first accused of it.
Yeah.
And it has all the makings of a honeypot situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where they, and considering that, like, the lady that's supposedly making the claim, even she admits that it wasn't rape, that it was totally consensual.
Well, the terminology, the funny thing is Sweden has some silly laws. So basically, if you go to Sweden, you say, I'm an astronaut. Don't you want to have sex with me? I'm sure this pickup line's been used. At least it was used on TV at one point. You know, if that person does that, and they do it under these false pretenses that you're an astronaut, you're a rapist by the law's definition.
Wow, that's pretty extreme.
It's pretty extreme. So the notion was that she had sex with Julian Assange with the expectation that they would then be in a long-term relationship. Any other country in the world, she's just a tramp.
Or got played.
She got played, right. I think that's a better term. Or whatever it is that they, you know, wish to call her. I think you should be able to have sex with whoever you want. But, you know, that's how it goes.
Possibly she just had unrealistic expectations for that relationship.
Indeed.
Or even if they were realistic, they were not. They didn't end up falling through. I mean, that sounds like if you buy a product assuming it'll make, like, say I'm going to buy a new car from you, Mark, right?
Yep.
What if I want to buy a new car and then I just, you didn't tell me, but I assume it's going to make me a hit with the ladies.
Right.
And it doesn't work out. Did you defraud me?
Doesn't sound
that
like
sounds,
it.
That sounds like a really sketchy law, if you
even
ask
if
me.
You say, even if I say that it's going to make you a hit with the ladies, who knows what Julian Assange said after a few drinks between the two of them. They're like, yeah, you know, I like you. Or in his, you know, great Australian accent or whatever it is. And then he changes his mind. That's the kind of thing you're supposed to be able to change your mind on.
Yes, it's not like a long-term relationship is a contract unless it's a marriage contract, and I do not think they propose marriage in that moment.
Now, it seems really unwise over a weekend. Mark, is that anything else?
No, not really.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Excuse me, let's go to Forrest. Listening on Skype, or calling in on Skype. Forrest, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm thrilled to hear you talking about cryptocurrency tonight. I know you don't run a tech-centered show, but once in a while it's a really great topic because I agree with you 100%, Mark. It's definitely going to change the world, and I think personally it's one of the most practical things people can do to fight for freedom. Just storing your value in a non-government currency is a really incredible thing that you can do now, and it's never been possible, really.
100%. I think, you know, the cryptocurrency has changed the landscape of what it's like now to advocate for freedom. You can actually do something besides picking up and moving to New Hampshire, which is a fine choice. You can do that because we, as far as a geopolitical designation, probably use cryptocurrencies more here than any place else. But, you know, nonetheless, you can do something without having to pick up and move. And I think it's fantastic. And that's what my challenges here tonight is to bring this important message to tens of thousands of people listening on their radios who probably don't know anything about cryptocurrencies. Go ahead, Chris.
Right on. So I love the fact, actually, so yeah, that's, I used to tell people, hey, you know, this is an incremental thing. This is set up in a perfect way so we can all slowly get in. And as more and more people get on board, it becomes more and more powerful, and you don't have to risk everything all at once. You can just risk what you're willing to. But if you are willing to come to New Hampshire, the greatest place on earth, I love the fact that now that I'm up here, there's so many other people in New Hampshire that are already on this train. And you can use Bitcoin and other coins, even at places like we have a local community market where everybody accepts cryptocurrency.
Last month, I paid for everything in Dash.
Absolutely. I paid for a haircut in Dash, and I paid for some meat in Bitcoin. We have restaurants here because we have so many people who are willing to pay. They're right on board. The servers take Bitcoin, so it's very, very exciting just to be amongst people who are already up with the times. And I've been into Bitcoin for a really long time. I did risk everything. I put 100% of my net worth into Bitcoin. And
whoa,
Hey, you and me too, brother.
You put 100% of your net worth into Bitcoin. When was that?
5 years ago. I mean, I was a grad student, so it wasn't like millions of dollars or anything.
I understand. It's still a heck of a thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't have done any better with anything else, really.
Right.
Yeah, good move.
What investment besides Bitcoin could you have put your money in 2012, not moved it, and, you know, at the time? I can't think of anything.
And not pay taxes on that you know, profit on an investment.
Anything you would have bought, any commodity that you would have bought, and Bitcoin is essentially a virtual commodity, you wouldn't have to pay tax on until you sell it. So this is not tax advice, and I am not a certified public accountant.
Neither am I.
I can't spend pork bellies, you know, on stuff at the community market.
It's true.
Or anything.
This have commodity you tried?
Is a currency.
Pork belly coin. The latest, hottest cryptocurrency.
The number is 855-450-3733. Forrest, do you have anything else?
Yes, I wanted to talk a little bit about Dash. If you have, give me just one more second.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text SHAPE44 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting SHAPE44 to 369-369.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Live, 855-450-3733. Sorry, we were talking Dash in the studio, and I just lost myself. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you. Hold on, Joel. I got the mics on now.
Joel, yep.
And Jay.
You can do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. You can spend regular U.S. dollars there through credit cards or whatever. It's Amazon. It's Walmart. We've got Newegg there. We've got links to all kinds of different retailers online. And we get a little spiff back. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live. When you do your online shopping, please do it through shop.freetalklive.com. We were on the phone with Forrest, and I want to get back to that real quick. Forrest, you're back on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind about Dash?
Thank you, Mark. So, as much as I love Bitcoin, we have definitely been seeing a lot of problems, and all those problems kind of stem from infighting because Bitcoin's a distributed project. No person actually has authority over which software is used, and some of the people who have the ability to move the discussion forward have decided that they're fine, you know, letting things stall and a bad user experience come out of it, which is really unfortunate. More people are excited about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in general than ever before, so it really breaks my heart to see people having to pay between $1 and $5, $6 fees if they want to make a transaction on the Bitcoin network. It's really sad, but it's great that we have competition from software projects like Dash, because that. Even if you're a Bitcoin maximalist, I mean, you should be happy that there's something putting pressure on Bitcoin to evolve and get better and not just stagnate the way that the development currently is.
Henry Ford said that he was happy to make a car in any color that people wanted as long as it was black. Now, it turns out that there were some multicolored Model Ts that were created. Model T was incredible, incredible, world-changing technology. But, you know, he left an opening in the marketplace by saying, we're going to paint it black. And I know why he did it. He did it for a really great reason. The reason he did it was so that he didn't have to spend a lot of extra money looking for colors and paint and mixing colors and all that other stuff. It was a fine idea, but, you know, somebody offered a different service, and somebody who wanted a powder blue car, you know, that was important to them.
Yeah, so that's, in my view, one of the biggest praises you could say about Bitcoin is it's, until recently, really hasn't had anything resembling competition because it just, there was the rest of the financial system, and then there was Bitcoin, lo and behold. And there was nothing to compete against for Bitcoin. Just literally Bitcoin clones coming around late to the party, just not able to catch up with it. And just Bitcoin's had this like peaceful period of just being the only player in the only serious player in the system until very recently. I mean, it was at the beginning of this year, right? After years of scaling issues and higher fees and slower transactions building up, at this year had over 85% of the market share. And, I mean, now that's dropped to about 60%, yeah. But still just that it took until 2017 to drop below 85%. That's a good testament to how robust Bitcoin's technology is.
Forrest, I don't know if I derailed your point. Go ahead.
No, not at all. That's exactly what I was saying. And Dash in particular, I've done some research on the top alternative when wanting to look for something that would be the experience that I used to have in Bitcoin. And I think that Dash, out of the top, you know, 20 competitors or so, easily wins in that category.
How's
it's designed.
That?
Oh, well, they have a feature. They've as part of their network, their protocol architecture, they have incentivized nodes, which I know you guys have touched on already. And that allows things. One of the previous callers made some incorrect statements about mixing. The mixing in Dash absolutely is protocol level. That means that it's built in. They have built in privacy. It actually works wonderfully. I think it's the simplest, and that's one of its strengths. It works very well. So they have the best privacy solution out of the privacy oriented coins.
Mixing is a system for making it so that you know, people can't track who's making a transaction or something like that, right?
Exactly. The coins are fungible.
Privacy.
Exactly. So I think Dash has actually the strongest offering there. It has instant transactions through those incentivized nodes. That's another thing that most cryptocurrencies have had to compromise on. We say, well, we trust that your transaction is pretty safe until it's confirmed and written in stone. But in Dash, their network is actually designed to allow you to choose an actual instant transaction that will be confirmed.
Now, so in fact, right over the break, I sent Jay a little bit of Dash, instant send. How fast did that confirm?
Oh, it's what, 4 or 5 seconds maybe? It was real fast. Instant. Maybe even sooner.
And what did instant send cost?
It costs about 9 cents.
Okay. And what does a regular transaction cost?
Under a cent.
Okay.
Usually
so
most of them
if
under
you
cent.
Need instant send, you did it just to see how long it would take, but it would have gone through in 2.5 minutes, which I thought you made a really great point, is a Visa or MasterCard transaction, although it may have early confirmation, which, of course, so does Dash and so does Bitcoin and so do the other cryptocurrencies, it doesn't actually confirm until 24 hours in many cases. So,
yes, and so that's the thing about Bitcoin's transaction times got long before that was a problem, because people are like, it's going to confirm next hour, doesn't matter. It got broadcast, it shows up, it's going to get confirmed. But then what happens when you have a transaction that you're like, I don't need to pay a high fee, I trust it'll go through. It just never goes through. It's in limbo. And then next week, you get a call from your buddy who owns the shop that you bought the thing from. He's like, hey, remember that stuff you paid me? I still can't use it. It still is, like, unconfirmed. What's up with that? Yeah, and that's when you run into some problems.
It's happened to me.
Oh, yeah. Probably everyone in this room.
Paid for some services, some farm work, and in Bitcoin, and we didn't put a transaction fee. This was back in the day. We put zero transaction fee, and it just simply never went through. And, well, you know, it was a little embarrassing.
I vended at the Jackalope Freedom Festival last summer and had, you know, accepted Bitcoin, and there was a whole bunch of transactions that were really, really slow. You know, I'm like selling bulletproof coffee and just, you know, some hamburgers and stuff. But I mean, and you don't know who all them people are. You're at a festival, and you know, it just kind of had to go on a faith. Well, let's hope it works. I'm not gonna, you know, harass somebody over, you know, a $4 cheeseburger. And you know, there was definitely like a handful of them, though I don't think I ever got.
Yeah.
But like the next day, I remember, you know, next day, like just random notifications, I got a payment or whatever, a confirmation.
It's almost like, you know, it almost is that something that Bitcoin was purported as is that it could never do a double spend. You could never do a sort of a counterfeit transaction. But you can. Is all you have to do is deal with somebody who doesn't have the knowledge base with Bitcoin. You put a low transaction fee. You say, hey, look, I'm doing the transaction. You show it to them right there in front of them. And send it to their wallet, and then, you know, take your hamburger or whatever, walk away, and you never see them again.
Eventually do the exact same transaction back to your own wallet with a higher fee, and just doing the old bait and switch, and they never get paid.
Horace, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1¾ inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. Wednesday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Joel.
And Jay.
855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200%.
Oh, goodness.
Since 2015. Too many Bitcoin payments. The current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions, like low-cost transactions, buying a cup of coffee or a hamburger or something like that. We just don't have the tolerance, especially in the United States, for paying a large transaction fee. We're used to the business paying it. But with Bitcoin, you could pay between 30 cents and a dollar right now, even more than that. We could pay certainly 80 cents. Jay, weren't you paying something like that last night?
Yeah, well, I didn't pay anything last night because everybody said it's going to be like a dollar to buy a $3 tea.
Yep, there you go. So the fee market and slow confirmation times have increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. There's a good number of wallets out there right now that are unspendable because of the fees. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com.
So on that subject, right, people are talking about, money held in Dash Masternodes, for example, or in all that at least is movable at the drop of a hat. In fact, if you move it, you get bumped down the payment queue in the Masternode system. But with Bitcoin, there's stuff you can't even move. It's sitting there forever. It's gone. Like, it's just, you just see it there, sitting in that wallet. You're just looking at it. It's money. It's yours. But you just can't move it because it costs more to move it than it does to get it.
Yep. Let's go to Ralph in New Jersey. Oh, you've never experienced anything like this, Joel. Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, thanks. Good evening to you, Mark, and good evening to the two guys in there. Now, you know, in the news tonight, we heard about the new indictment on with regard to the police case in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Okay? What did we learn in the news tonight? We learned about something to do with police in Baton Rouge. Tell me about what I learned.
Right. This was a black-white situation. Okay.
There's a black-white situation in Baton Rouge?
The police officer involved here, there were two of them. They happened to be white. And the individual who was gunned down was black, named Alton Sterling. Now, this goes back to the era of El Negro. Yeah, she very well know.
Are we talking about Barack Obama?
Okay. Obama, right. Exactly. Now, as you very well know, this animal, Obama, is an agent provocateur, saboteur when it comes to the issue of race. And all the rah-rah about me being a racist, look at, you know, how can any of you explain how race relations has sunk down so low in the Obama era?
I don't know.
All the rah-rah about me being a racist, right? How did you understand what I'm saying? Which is a hyperbole, and a hypothesis, and I believe that was
it's a hypothesis, certainly, Ralph. But I mean, you seem very concerned with race. That much is true. But regarding Obama, I got to say, I really hoped. When Barack Obama was elected president, I really hoped that this would be sort of the end of racial tension in the United States.
Right. I also hope that so, Mark. Really, you mean? I also hope that so.
And it doesn't seem to have happened at all.
Yeah, and you know, in that regard, you know, let me bring out the book by David Horowitz, The Big Agenda, which I happen to also read. See, we are just beginning in the summertime now. There's a lot of books to pick up out there in the bookstore, people. And this book is divided, you know, he has part one, part two, and part three. He apportioned it into those parts. And, you know, the part one talks about the adversary. And in one of the chapters in the part one, you got the chapter called The Race Card. And of course, that is a very, very tempting, you know, situation right there for Ralph not to read. That's the first thing I read on part one. Then part two, you got the agenda. The myth of systemic racism is one of the chapters in there. And then finally, the part three, you have the strategy. The strategy includes a chapter of, you know, the Achilles heel of the Democratic Party. Guess what the author is talking about when he said Achilles heel of the Democratic Party, Mark?
I don't know. I'm not guessing.
Well, you know, he's described what the Democratic plantation is. And by Democratic plantation, I mean places like, you know, Baltimore, Maryland, Detroit, okay?
There are certainly places where Democrats have strongholds, yep.
Right, okay. And as you very well know, Mark, it's, you know, again, I don't mean to be controversial or anything of that sort, but
I like controversy.
From years of living in a democratic state like New Jersey, you know, the democratic plantation is on, you know, you have two elements that exist in the democratic plantation. Okay?
What are they?
On one hand,
I thought we were just going to say one. Hand, I thought we were on step three.
On one hand, you have the white guilty running the democratic plantation. Okay? On the other hand, you have the black victim, or at least they make them out to be victims.
Victims. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that. I don't doubt for it. W.E.B. Du Bois was very clear, and this is a black writer from the early 20th century, was very clear that some people make their living being victims. There's no doubt. I think that race relations are very, very complicated in the United States, and you know, I'd like to see things go a lot better than they have. I think that one of the arguments here against the Justice Department dropping the charges, or not bringing charges against the officers in the Alton Sterling death, is that They did bring charges against a woman who snickered during the Jeff Sessions, so questioning in the Senate. So on one hand, they're willing to protect their own very. It appears as though they're willing to protect their own very thoroughly, and not so willing to protect us.
That's what mafia organizations generally do.
Yeah, and that's what politics is. You protect your friends and you punish your enemies. That's what it all comes down to. I don't know. I mean, what can I say? It's a rigged game. Joel, I was asking you about different currencies, and I want to keep on asking.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some more questions. Ripple. What is Ripple?
I'm not an expert in Ripple. However, I believe it's a platform for exchange of funds, right, for fund transfer. I know it is being employed by the banking industry, right, to transfer money, and by using Ripple as a blockchain-based intermediary, they're able to do that efficiently. It's usually a lot of people don't know a lot about it because it's not what most people call a cryptocurrency in that, like, a distributed, decentralized, run peer-to-peer money.
It's more like a business.
Yes, it's sort of more like a
buying shares of a
blockchain-based tool used by the banking industry, right? But it's not exactly what I would call a true crypto coin according to most people's definitions, right?
Yeah. How about Litecoin? Much to the much to the chagrin of many of the people in the crypto community, the predictions of Litecoin's death were rather optimistic, and it is back. It's at number four. What is Litecoin?
So Litecoin is a fork of Bitcoin, right? It's a Bitcoin copy, so to speak, with a few little changes like a shorter block interval. Interesting thing, Dash is a copy of Litecoin, right? Dash became a fork of Litecoin that then they added some privacy features and some governance features, et cetera, et cetera. But basically, Litecoin is a knockoff of Bitcoin that hasn't been really developed very much over the next years, and just now, because of the Bitcoin scaling debate, has been thrust right back into the spotlight.
They adopted SegWit, although yes. They don't, the segregated witness. They don't need it, but they adopted it. The number, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. It's the final segment of the Wednesday edition. It's Mark with you.
And it's Joelle.
And Jay.
You can call in. We might be able to sneak you in here in the final segment. The username is lrn.fm on Skype or 855-450-3733. Yeah, so let's go straight to the phones here. We've got, well, real quick, if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live and you appreciate the fact that we're bringing the ideas of liberty and the ideas of cryptocurrency to people who've never heard them before across America on radio stations across America, well, you can support us at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. We ask for $5 a month, and yeah, there's some perks. There's an amplifier forum. There's an amp-only call-in line. There's a few other things. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So the sugar tax, it failed.
The sugar tax in Santa Fe.
Good.
Right. Yeah, they spent altogether like $3.1 million combined to battle over this. But, you know, they could buy all the sugary drinks they want. You know, I just hope that they'll be happy with diabetes and with kidney failure and insulin injections and toe amputations. I hope they're going to be all happy with that.
Yeah, nothing makes me happier than those things. Really brightens up my morning.
Well, I mean, this is what the voters have chosen to do. They want to kill themselves with drinking all the sugary drinks they want.
That's pretty extreme, Sarah.
Well, a voter can choose, like you, right, can choose at any point to give up sugary drinks. What the sugar tax does is it puts a tax on, in many cases, the poorest people because, well, when you're poor, a... What was it, 20 cents per ounce? Is that, or 2 cents per ounce? Is that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that adds up on a 20-ounce beverage. You're talking about 40 cents. That 40 cents is far more meaningful to a poor person than it is to a rich person.
Well, and more importantly, right, I know a good friend of mine works at Coca-Cola, right? And
right.
Those jobs, a lot of times, that little, and for example, just in my local coffee shop, I just noticed they held notice that they said they had to increase all their prices by 5 cents. And 5 cents is not enough to really do anything, but apparently, according to the calculations of Business Center, that's the only way they can keep their doors open is if they raise their prices 5 cents. So imagine what would happen if a soda tax goes on some company, which employs a lot of poor people, right? A lot of people without a lot of education, for example. And what happens if that just results in five less people at the plant being able to be employed because of that cost? Are you going to go up to those five people and just say, yeah, serves you right. I'm totally supportive of the tax that just puts you guys out of a job and now your families can't eat?
And the big problem I have with this soda tax is you're feeding the parasite that we call government. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I can guarantee governments throughout history have killed far more people than sugar ever has.
And more importantly, I think a lot of the reason why sugary or sweet beverages are so cheap is because of government subsidies to corn producers in the first place.
That's correct.
So it's kind of weird to pay them and then tax them at the same time. And, of course, all the transaction costs in between, right, to pay out the subsidy and then tax that, you lose a lot in that efficiency process, which ends up being like nothing. So why not just not have a soda tax, but also not have corn subsidies? I would be in favor of that, very much so.
Well, it sounds like it is really corrupt and it's screwy. But I just want to say that the soda pop companies, they're on their way out, just like tobacco companies are on their way out, no matter how much they fool people. They had to spend almost $2 million. And the city of Santa Fe spent like $140 per voter. That's how much they come out amount to, like $140,000 to have just this election. It cost a lot of money. The city, the soda pop, the insulin, the Michael Bloomberg, we put a lot of money into this, and they're fighting a lot, and they're going to be in the losing battle because people are wising up. And so,
yes, so why not wait?
Soda pop, they're on their way out.
Well, why not wait? I mean, obviously.
Well, the biggest product the soda companies have is bottled water.
Yeah, so that market share is good. They're going to do just fine, right? They're large, very successful businesses, and if they can't make money off of soda anymore because no one wants to buy it, they're just going to shift to something else. I'd definitely rather not have all this money pouring in through tax dollars, right? Like my money going to try to tax these people, trying to get their money, I would rather just leave it alone, let the market decide, right? And that's definitely the best way of enforcing healthy decisions is rather than through some sort of government mandate, some way to like take more money from people in some weird, roundabout, inefficient way. I'd rather just tell people, look, why don't you go for a bubbly water instead of a soda?
Well, the thing was, you know, what you guys talked about is persuasion. Okay, so why don't you teach people, educate people that it is bad? Then why do we pull out the candy machines out of school? And the soda pop machine.
As far as I'm concerned, government schools shouldn't even exist.
Right. Yeah.
That's the problem. Not.
I'm in favor of that. I mean, I was homeschooled though, so it doesn't really apply to me.
Right. Sarah, why don't you pull the candy machines out of public schools? The reason is because we can't. The idea is that this school belongs to all of us, but that's the lie.
No. We did pull it out. We pulled it out 5 years ago in Albuquerque. We pulled out all the pop and the candy machines. Okay, it's like saying we're going to teach the kids, but we're going to have the candy machines at the school. That's exactly what you guys are saying. You know what I mean? We'll make it, everybody make their own choices, but we'll make it so cheap and convenient, and the people are just going to be buying it. And this favors the soda pop companies.
Yeah, there's a real problem with it, but I'd like to give you some examples of what's worked in the past. So, for instance, the Stop Smoking campaigns, many of them, smoking is not as popular as it used to be, and it's not like there was a lot of money behind that. Yes, they did make the tobacco companies put some money towards it, but smoking's become unpopular because it's just unpopular. How about breastfeeding? Where's the money in breastfeeding? Well, there's a lot of money in Similac and these other products. There's no money in breastfeeding, but breastfeeding has become very popular. It's because tastes change and people care about healthy solutions.
Okay. We're in the information age now. People are learning on their own. They're going and getting their own information. They're doing their own research. You know, I've been in many houses here in New Hampshire, and I'm really loving New Hampshire. Part of because I go to a lot of places that people don't have televisions in their houses. They don't watch TV. They don't trust it, or they have a TV and it's not hooked up to like cable or anything because they're not going to Fox and CBS.
Cut the cord.
So they're finding their own information, educating themselves.
Well, you know something? I'm going to tell you, the tobacco, I fought tooth and nail. I collected signature cards for 3 months out in the freezing cold. You know, tobacco just didn't become an unpopular issue. You know, a lot of people like myself sacrificed and worked very hard. And you know, I very worked calling the show a lot. I worked hard to get the sugar tax passed. But then it failed, but, you know, the pop companies had to shell out a lot of money to fight it. And they're going to be, you know what, they have to keep spending money and fighting. They're going to lose eventually.
I agree with you. Too much. I think that sugary beverages are a scourge. Except for my now and then, I'll have my root beer. I'll have one. But
in fact, I bought a root beer a month ago with Dash from a local bar.
What's that?
I bought a root beer with Dash, locally made, from a market last month.
Awesome. If people are forced into decisions, they usually resent it, and this is how black markets are created. If you're going to drive up the price on sugary beverages, people are just going to figure out ways to get around that, and ultimately, you don't know what the foreseeable future is. I can tell you that, well, in some cases, raising government taxes has worked. In other cases, people have figured out ways to get around it, and it's no big deal. I don't hate these companies. The fact is, the biggest sellers of water out there are soda companies. They're just distributors, beverage distributors, and yeah, they're bringing you water, great water, delivered in a convenient package, cooled and ready when you want it. Sure, there's great water from a tap too, but you've got to have a container to keep it in. It might not be the temperature you want it at. It may not be at the place you want it. My wife is a huge consumer of water. That's all she drinks. Man, 95% of the times I've seen her drink iced tea, and that otherwise, sometimes she makes, Jay, you've seen her make that green drink, which she takes vegetables.
I want to try that sometime. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, puts it in the blender and makes that kind of thing. But even she, at times, will stop off at a convenience store and grab some water because, well, maybe we're on a long trip and we weren't able to pack as much water as we would have liked or whatever. Sometimes you got to have these convenience things, and that's it. That's the way it is. I don't want to change people's. I don't want people to have to change their lives without their own consent. It's been Mark with you.
And Jay.
And Joel.
And you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Joel, thanks for coming and explaining Dash to us. I really appreciate it.
No problem.
And you did great on the show.
I'd be happy to call in any time.
Thank you. Freetalklive.com.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.